wasn't no cotton gins, and they had to pick the cotton out by hand. And they'd make the cotton and pick it by hand and nail it up the best they could with something or other. And put on a, she'd left a, she had another boy then, my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was 14. And he'd drive, hitch that horse to a horse cart and get a bunch of them women to go with him to haul what produce he carried over there. And they'd bake ginger cakes and have cowhides and tallow and all that kind of stuff to sell
mm-hmm.
when they got down there. And the women all walked. My mm-hmm. dad would ride a saddle on that horse that pulled a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down there during the winter time, one time.
Is this the Bainbridge or Tallahassee?
And they were going to Tallahassee. No, they weren't. They were going to somewhere below Bainbridge down there, the cotton mill, swapped the cotton for thread.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he said that it's terrible cold, and just before night, it went to sleet and rain.
Mm-hmm.
No house, nowhere about. And they take that cart and take the horse out and fed him and take some, went out in the woods and pulled some poles up there and popped it up on the side of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Carts are big old things over there.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of big, heavy stuff. And he propped them poles on there and spread quilts under.
Mm-hmm.
No cover to a quilt. And throwed up ladder knots and built fires out there
mm-hmm.
and stayed that way. One night, anyhow, she rigged like telling me about it.
Okay.
About how cold they got.
Mm-hmm.
But said they fired pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Would
yeah.
they have
to
camp between
here
and
Bainbridge
to make
it? Yeah. They camped at what they call a 4 mile pond. That's 4 miles outside of Bainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go on to Bainbridge then and cross the river and go on down to that thread mill. It went to the very far from Bainbridge. 12, 15 miles, something or other. But going with a horse, you know, him loaded down, his wagon loaded down, it's a slow going.
Yeah.
And they do the trading there, sell all them cakes and hides and tallow and whatever they had to sell, and
mm-hmm.
get the thread, come back to the 4 mile pond that night, camp again, then the next day come on home. Take 3 days to make a round trip.
you're talking about the roads, What do you call the thing by the edge of the road to carry the water off?
Ditch.
Okay. And, say if you had, what do you call the second growth of hay or clover? Say if the first growth has been cut and enough has grown back to cut it again. Would you have a name for that second growth?
That's hay.
Mm-hmm. Second growth of it.
Uh-huh, it's hay.
Okay.
They say out of that second growth.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call just a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work? What would you call a dog like that?
I'd call it no good.
Okay.
Most all the dogs then was good coon dogs, good bear dogs. They catch bears and
uh-huh.
all kind of varmints like that.
Uh-huh.
And they'd carry one of them dogs along with them to protect the wagon and folks. And anybody come up there, he didn't know. If he didn't stop him, he'd